for this?
I got one thing to say.
Wrestling Podcast. Inside the ring. Outside the ring.
That I just happen to be the greatest wrestling machine alive.
It's all here.
What a mega matchup.
Universal Wrestling Podcast.
I like this kind of party, baby.
Welcome to the Universal Wrestling Podcast. Before we get started, I would like to share some housekeeping information. This will be Robbie's final show as a co-host. From time to time, Robbie will appear on the show, but only as a guest. We appreciate all that he did, but it's time to move on. Let's get on with the show. You know the deal. Drink beers and talk wrestling. Al, what's your drink of choice for this episode?
What I'm sipping on this episode is from our friends in the Brooklyn Brewery. It's called East IPA. It's a 6.9%. It's pleasantly bitter. I mean, I'm enjoying it, though.
I'm drinking some wine. You know, I had to. Finally, I'm going to break kayfabe. I'm drinking a Merlot. Robbie, what do you got?
So I'm drinking my newest favorite beer. I think Alex will know why. It's a... from Fremont Brewing Company. It's called a Sky Kraken. It's a hazy pale ale. It's delicious. Nice. And let's go Kraken.
Seattle. Let's go Kraken. Jesus.
Seattle Kraken, baby.
All there about Seattle Kraken, baby. Let's go. 160 days away from the draft.
So let's get into it. The first topic of the day is the Roman Reigns and John Cena promo ahead of their match at No Mercy in 2017. This took place on August 28th edition of Monday Night Raw. This is the first time we've seen someone take it to the big dog. So let's watch the video and discuss the promo.
It's all good, Memphis. I'm just trying to check my facts here. So I'm scared to fight you? I don't want to fight you. That's what's in your head. You may not understand this because probably no one's ever told you this before, John, but you're not as big of a deal as you think you are. And this is the fact. I don't care what you've done or what you plan to do. I've done something you'll never do. I retired The Undertaker at WrestleMania.
I mean, yeah, that's a pretty big deal, but he's talking to, you know, Big Match John. I don't know if that's qualified as a, you know, something to brag about.
Didn't The Undertaker fight at WrestleMania again? I mean, he did beat Cena. So was he technically retired at the Roman Reigns match?
No.
That's not something to hang your hat on.
While watching this over again, all I think about is how much better this would be if it was current Roman against Cena. This Roman is so fucking green. It's like, this is coming off of that stupid Undertaker match. So it's just they're just pushing him to the moon. I don't think anyone thought Cena was winning it. I'm not against a second and a third match of these two, because it was a phenomenal match. Take away all like the booing Roman gets and you know, like the obvious outcome. Like it was a 30-minute phenomenal match.
So maybe it's not that I don't want to fight you. Maybe I just don't need to.
You're right. No, he's right. You don't need to fight me. You are the high exalted. You are the big dog. Everybody back there knows it. Everybody out here still kind of trying to figure it out.
I think that's perfect, too, because John Cena is known to be, you know, booed and cheered. And it just, whatever it is, it's a mixed reaction. But at this time, Roman Reigns was being booed, and it wasn't good heat. Right, guys? It wasn't the heat that you want from a heel. And he wasn't even a heel.
No, he wasn't. Right.
No, this is bad heat. And that's not what Vince sees, though. Vince just sees a reaction.
Well, he sees the bloodline. He sees The Rock. He sees the Samoan dynasty. So he's going to push this guy to the moon. At this point in 2017, I tell you, I'm a big fan of Roman Reigns, but I was not in 2017.
No, this is him coming off of that stupid entrance at Rumble at number 30 in the Rumble. That stupid spot where you had so many better options than him. So you just kept booking him incorrectly and wrong, and you pissed everybody off. So it just led to this. In an effort to try to get him back over and him going over clean on Cena, but it really didn't work.
This is stuff like this is why Roman Reigns was booked so poorly. You cannot put him in the ring with John Cena at this time. Now, like you brought up earlier, Rob, I would love to see a heel Roman from 2021 go one-on-one with you know, John Cena for the second or third time. That's something we need. And I think the promos would be absolutely amazing.
And then you get, and then have Cena win, and then you have him have a third. This is, they're so great. And like, you know, if you have, so obviously Roman's going to probably go 2-1 in the series. If you have a second match and like you have Cena win, that's, I don't know, that's just, I think that's best for biz, if you ask me. These two are great. And they're in the ring, they're great.
You see, Roman, I'm what you would call a polarizing figure every week. There are people that cheer because they stand for what I believe in. And then there are people that boo because they don't. And then every single week you can audibly hear those people so desperately wanting me to change the content of my character. Maybe a little heel turn.
And that's another thing, too. Cena was getting over regardless. I mean, people, yes, they wanted to see him turn heel, kind of like, you know, Bailey. And when Roman turned heel, I mean, it was a game changer. So even, you know, Cena saying that, it's a big deal because Cena does not have to turn heel to be popular, to be, you know, what he said, to be that person, to be the guy. Roman, I'm afraid to say he had to. I don't know. That's just my opinion, but.
No, you're spot on. I agree with you. Like, Cena did not have to turn heel. Never turned heel, but he didn't have to. I feel like Roman had to because it was just getting it. Just the shit with the booze and crap. He had to turn heel to take the next step.
Yeah, and they just put Roman in this spot. Like, it's like Cena earned it. Like, Cena went through the mid card for years, and Cena had the heel gimmick, and then he earned his spot up there. He didn't just get thrown into that picture because his cousin's a Rock.
With you, it's different. They go back and forth with you because when they look at you, they see what I see. A cheap-ass, corporately created John Cena bootleg.
I think this was Cena, like, you know, getting ready to not be full-time anymore and just get ready to go to his movie career and be done. And I think this is him publicly calling him out and saying, yo, one-up me. Like, I'm trying to pass the torch here. Prove that you can cut a promo. I think he put him on the spot on television, live TV, on purpose. I don't think it was meant to harm him. I think it was just a... let's man up here, Roman, kind of a thing. Everything Cena is saying is true. Nothing he's saying is false. This man's coming in here talking truths. And I know,
but you don't say that to the next big thing.
Well, if you're Roman, why aren't you coming back and saying, well, you couldn't do your job for 10 years when the PGR was at an all-time low in ratings? Cena ran the PGR and it was trash. Like, I don't understand. Why didn't he just say that?
This chump right here, he ain't the guy. Dude, you're just a guy. A guy trying so desperately to fill shoes that you never will.
Right. I mean, Rob makes a good point because Cena's definitely transitioning to a part-timer here. He's going to Hollywood. So he's just throwing his shit out here, trying to build Roman. And Roman just looks lost, like not to know what to say. Like, you might think the shit he's saying is harsh. Like, you don't say that, but... at this point, Cena doesn't care. He's just trying to build up Roman here, and Roman's not given the answers that he wants. And that's...
yeah. And this is like the old school way of getting somebody over. Like, you throw them to the wolves, see if they, you know, see if they can swim.
Listen carefully, young man. I'm not the Undertaker. I'm not a battered veteran at the end of his career with a bad hip. I am the fastest, strongest, and hungriest that I have ever been in my entire life. And the reason you won't sign that is because you know if you do.
You know what I love? Kurt Angle. He's in the background. He's just, you know, smirking at everything Cena says. I love it.
Kurt.
I was going to say the same thing. My man looks like a goober in the background, just smiling with his mouth open.
But what do you think about the Taker thing? I know Cena's known to bring up things like that. Again, I'm kind of like, not cringing, but I'm like, oh man, did you really just say that about, you know, Taker? So, I mean, I get it. I love it. I love when, you know, reality is part of the WWE. I think it makes it better.
Right. I mean, that match was terrible, I thought. Taker match, one of Taker's worst matches. And he was beat up. I mean, he's just spitting the facts. But like you said, reality and WWE storylines, I dig it.
You got to go. This is that's the way to go, man, in the future, I think. You got like this was awesome. And like, you think about like those, the Miz promos and like the Daniel Bryan and Miz on Talking Smack a couple of years ago.
Oh,
how
yeah,
great
yeah.
That was like this whole echelon of like, let's cut real promos and dig real, like really into these guys. Like it's, I think that's the way they should go now, because that's something I want to watch. I think that's something everyone wants to watch, really, because this was the probably the best promo or best shoot promo of the last 5-6 years.
Yeah. And as I get older, I appreciate John Cena more and more. You heard it. You heard it, Sacco.
Yes, sir.
He did it again. He's the king of this. He can take anything and spin it. That's what he does. But it blows my mind that he stands out here and he runs his mouth and he's talking about y'all boo him because y'all want him to be a bad guy. They boo you because, first of all, you suck.
Hey, according to them, so does he, but that's okay. He won a gold medal.
Just shut up for a while. How about that?
Yeah, man. I know any Cena feud, there's always that guy that's going to say that exact thing, you know? They boo you because you suck, because they, you know, they don't like you. But that's just not true, right, Sacco? I mean, you are a Cena fan. Why do fans boo him?
Because they want him to turn heel. It's not because they suck. They want him to turn heel. And I actually do want him to turn heel, but I don't think it's ever going to happen now. Back in the day, I did. But, yeah, it's not because his wrestling moves. If he turned heel, it would be awesome. But they booed him because they want him to turn heel.
Yeah, Robbie, isn't that true? Every time there's a feud with Cena, it's just the same old thing recycled. You suck. They boo you.
But it's true. I mean, I love Cena as much as the next guy. Like, but he has have a history of putting down talent. I mean, I'm not saying all the people. I mean, I know he's put over people more recently. Yeah. But you think about, like, if you think about, like, 2008 to 2014, it was just like a Cena win fest. Like Cena lost to Rocket Mania and then immediately come back and squashed Brock on his return. I think Cena was fishing for Roman to say something, anything but that, since it seems like it's off the cuff. And I think Roman just probably just Googled something for 15 minutes before coming out and realized, oh, you know, this is what I should say.
It's called a promo.
Shut your mouth,
John. If you
want
to be the big dog, you're going to have to learn how to do it. So go ahead. See you, fourth wall.
And that's another big thing. He did it with Dean. He did it with Styles. He did it with KO. I don't know why people think Cena can do that and get away with it. I absolutely hate it. To an extent, I hate it, because you can't be breaking the fourth wall all the time. I don't know. I don't think it's what you should be doing, trying to put over the next big thing. So.
Right.
I don't think he's particularly trying to put – I think he's trying to get Roman to put himself over. I don't think it's like Cena's being the one like, here, you're over now.
Yeah, but to an extent, he is trying to do that. I mean, Vince told him – Vince is paying Cena to put over Roman Reigns.
He put him over. He took a clean pin to this guy to match.
Yeah, but I'm talking about this promo right here.
I don't think Vince told him to put him over. I think Vince told him to go click a real promo and see if this guy can fight back. Because half the fucking battle of winning over the crowd is your mouth. And this was coming off of people saying Roman can't cut a promo. I don't think his job was to put him over. I think his job was to light a fucking fire under his ass.
Yeah, but that's the same difference.
Yeah, but I don't think this is a Barry job. This doesn't seem like a Barry job to me.
No, I agree with you on that. I don't think it's Barry Roman Reigns.
This is it right here. Is if Roman was the next guy and Roman was the future, he would have fired back with a better promo.
I mean, he does get there, but still, it's taking time. Too much time.
Still seems a little green now. I mean, I love the heel nowadays, but it still just seems a little green for me.
The reason why they boo you is because they see right through you. You're a phony. You're a yes man who can learn how to do anything or be anything. So if you wrap all that up, you're just a fake bitch. Oh, we're talking now, ain't we? Yeah, you're hearing me now, ain't you? Not only that, he's a part-timing fake ass bitch. And I'll be damned if I don't bust my ass Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, every single week, so you can hang out on the Today Show.
See? He was getting there, Robbie.
No,
it took him time.
Yeah, it did.
But how is that good? How is anything he just said good?
To an extent, I agree with you. Okay. Again, it's recycled. People have said this all the time. He's going to Hollywood. He's on the Today Show. I get it. But no. I don't know. The passion made me feel it.
Right. Dude, it's the same old fucking typical. It's you had to throw in a curse word to get the kids be like, ooh. And then you had to reference your body of work. Like, you had to reference, oh, I work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, so I should have more respect than you. Like, fucking Cody, Miz, Daniel Bryan, and all these guys didn't already cut the same promo in the years past. Like, give me a fucking break. That's not the direction he should have gone with. Oh, and then just for the second I heard him say bitch twice is the second he lost me here. You shouldn't have to curse to get yourself over.
I fell for the passion because he actually showed passion. And his words. But yeah, I mean, Rob does make a valid point. He doesn't have to fucking curse twice in a promo. You know.
No, I've heard this. We've all heard it. I mean, on this show, you've talked about the Cody Rhodes promo being like, I work my ass off. Like, nobody cares about your body of work. We get it. We all work days of the week and we all bust our ass to make our money. We don't need you to tell us about it. We know you do it. Cena didn't say it. Cena's promo was great. Roman, of course, had to bring it up. It's and I get it. It's so like it draws you in, and it's like, oh, it's passion. And it's like, I agree with him because I do the same thing too. I work Monday to Friday. Come on, man.
Then jump on his big old bus, and hell, maybe I'll come to a WWE show if they pay me enough. But what are you really gonna do, John? What are you gonna do, huh? You're gonna jump off that bus with that big ass shuffle, that big shovel. That's what you're gonna do, and you're gonna bury as much young talent as you can.
Again, this is the third time that we're hearing something like this in the promo. It gets old, but I'm telling you, he has a point right now. 2017, Roman Reigns has a point. John Cena is going to Hollywood. Now we can tell he is in Hollywood and succeeding. So as much as I want to say, you know, Roman Reigns is not, you know, stepping up to the plate, I think he's doing a pretty good job.
But he's not saying the truth because, yeah, old Cena's burying people, but Cena just put over Kevin Owens and AJ Styles in the last year before this.
Like, yeah, over, but he's going to Hollywood. That's what I'm saying.
Right, but what you're saying is that Cena's Roman. We like Cena for him telling the truth, and we should like Roman for him telling the truth, but he didn't tell the truth. He lied. Yeah. Cena's not putting over people anymore, or Cena is putting over people now. He's not burying anybody anymore.
Yeah, AJ Styles. I mean, come on.
Yeah, and AJ Styles is a star.
His star.
Yeah, but he didn't need Cena. KO didn't need Cena.
Styles didn't.
They were going to be successful.
You guys know I'm a huge Styles fan, and I think Styles did need Cena because you still had the people that didn't know who he was, and for him to go over clean in the middle of SummerSlam, in the middle of that ring, really put, you know, it drew in those kids. It drew in the casuals.
I don't think Cena had say in that. I think Vince was going to put AJ over regardless. But let's get back to the promo. Here we go.
Because that's what you do, right? That's how you stay on top of the mountain. You'll do anything. You're just a backstabbing shark. But the thing is, the reason why you don't like me, what irritates you about me, you can't touch me. Hell, I think this is fitting. I'm the one guy in the WWE that John Cena can't see. So now tell me this, why would I want to lessen myself, my legacy, my bloodline to be the next John Cena when I can be the one and only Roman Reigns?
I get what he's trying to say, but like, I just think it's coming off corny. I'm not want to be the next John Cena. I want to be, you know, whatever, you know.
What, do you want to be the first guy to ever get fucking gifted everything? Like, fuck.
Yeah, I mean, God, this character Roman Reigns really sucked.
Yeah, and this is and he's still wearing that shield guard when he wrestles, and it's just awful across the. Oh, God. Terrible.
But yeah, I get it. He's more passionate. But what he's saying is just,
it's recycled, man. Cena as a backstabbing shark. Like, what the fuck does that mean? Backstabbing. Yeah, he's not a yes man either. Like, what? Like, I don't get this promo, man. I understood Goldberg calling Drew disrespectful more than I understood this.
Roman Reigns is a damn fool. There's an old saying, it's better to keep your mouth shut and have people think you're stupid than to open and prove them right. You, of all people, you waltz down here and use the same pathetic excuse that every other single person before you has done. You, with all your gifts and all your opportunities, right. You have the gall to blame me. That's fine, big dog. Congratulations. It took you 5 years to get a halfway decent promo, but now I'm about to shrink you down to size. Okay. So everybody back there thinks I got this mythical golden shovel, that I got these magical powers, that I can control everything and keep everybody's fate. Dude, I can't tell if you're blind or stupid. Look and listen. They hold the keys. They always have. They always will. But you gotta blame me. Fine, I've been hearing that racket for 10 years and I ain't tired yet. I'm strong enough. I've been called a lot worse by a lot tougher. But you actually believe that I'm a shark, that I hold everybody down, that I swim to the top and keep them underwater at any and all costs. I'm a level with you, homie. I haven't main evented WrestleMania in 5 years. I was the opening match at SummerSlam. I was honored and privileged to earn the United States title at this stage in my career and use it as a beacon of opportunity to introduce new superstars to the WWE like Kevin Owens and AJ Styles, just to name a few.
This makes me appreciate Cena so much, man. Like, I love Cena.
It's about time, dude.
That's my boy, man. I got so much Cena merch, you drown in it.
Introduce new superstars to the WWE like Kevin Owens and AJ Styles, just to name a few. You took the U.S. title as a demotion. And you stand there and blame me. Fine, I blame you. I'm still here because you can't do your job.
And he's not wrong. I mean, the whole Shield, well, two halves of the Shield, buried the U.S. title. Roman and Dean did nothing with the U.S. title.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not wrong.
So maybe I'm just thinking out loud and being crazy here, but why not? So you see Roman's look here. Like, he looks like he's like, you know, a shark. He's like a fish out of water. So why not have Cena win this match and then give me like a year of Roman getting better and like a year of like, you know, turn him heel in that in 2018 and like get him better and put him over more like correctly and then let him beat Cena at Mania or something. Like, why? That's just that. Just me out loud. Like right now, you change the script. Like, look at Roman. He doesn't look like he belongs. Like, yeah. Right now, that's if I'm writing the script, I'm like, that's how it should go. You put Cena over first, and then you let Roman win.
Yeah, I don't know why they didn't do much after this. I mean, they had that match at No Mercy. I mean, hindsight is 2020. I just years later, I still want to see a Roman Reigns John Cena match.
Yeah, and they fucking put it at No Mercy. Like, why?
Yeah. A shitty pay per view. You're right.
When it comes to this yard, you probably haven't learned it yet. There's only one rule, step up or step aside. And over the years, there's been a few to step up, but nobody to ever keep up. And then I finally hear about this one guy, the Roman Reigns, the one that can keep up. And now I look at you and I listen to you. You should be ashamed I'm a part-timer, because I can do this part-time better than you could ever do it full-time.
Yeah, Roman could have said something at the end there and you know, swayed and made it look like it was a believable matchup, but he just sat there and I think he wanted to say something, but I just think he couldn't think of it on the fly. That's what it looks like. That's not good. But, you know, I'm done being negative. I'm starting to be more positive on here.
There you go. The positivity.
Jesus.
You made great points, though. Like, at the end, Roman was just a fish out of water, and creative should have saw that and be like, listen, Cena's going over.
Right. Yeah. Right there. Anybody with a brain knows that.
Let's get on with the next segment. We call this...
They're going to get their monkey asses whooped tonight.
Wrestling News of the Week.
NXT's most successful stable may be no more. The Undisputed Era came to Finn Balor's aid after Balor successfully defended the NXT Championship against Pete Dunne in the main event of NXT TakeOver Vengeance Day. Kyle O'Reilly showed respect towards the champion, reflecting the respect they share from their epic clashes at NXT TakeOver 31 and the New Year's Evil special. Adam Cole, however, delivered super kicks to both O'Reilly and Balor. Okay, so I guess the question is why? Why would Adam Cole turn on the UE? I get it, ratings, I get it. It gives NXT another storyline that they're really lacking right now. They really need something. So I understand why they're doing it. But for me personally, how do you break a group up like this, if that's what they're doing, if they're going to break up the UE and then in a month or two, they're going to go separately to the main roster? I can't see that. And we discussed it. I think it was the first episode or the second episode. What do you do with Adam Cole? Let's just go back to the match before we get into things.
Yeah, I mean, I understand where you're coming from, but all good things must come to an end, right? I mean, we thought the same thing when the Shield broke up too, right?
Exactly.
It was the kind of the same shock, kind of the same thing. Like, how are you going to break up these, you know, this dominant group that's been so good for so long? And it's kind of like the UE. They ran its course. They did what they did, what everything they could do as a group. And I think that O'Reilly singles run really pushed this to happen, is what I really think.
You hit the nail right on the head there, man. I mean, it was going to happen. Okay, let's be honest. Like, it was going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, you brought up the... You brought up a great point. I mean, while it's lack storylines, blah, 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 this is a great storyline because for the last couple episodes, we've been sitting here talking about where is Adam Cole? What are they doing with Adam Cole since he dropped the title? I mean, he had a good feud with Pat McAfee. I didn't really agree with it, but expectations, it worked out because the match was great. I mean, I think this puts Adam Cole in a good place.
He dropped the title. You can't be in the main event picture every single Wednesday night. Things need to change. People need to be pushed. And it seems like Finn Balor is that guy right now, the NXT champion. And it's just time. It's just time for Adam Cole to return to the main event picture. And who better than Finn Balor versus Bay Bay, Adam Cole, during WrestleMania weekend, whatever they call it, TakeOver.
Right. And the way the WWE booked this, unlike the Shield, when Rollins turned, Rollins took out both members. Let me ask you this, because... since Fish got hurt and O'Reilly's kind of busted out onto the singles scene, you think that has to do something with it? Why they did this? Because obviously he could be a budding star, singles, O'Reilly.
Yeah, and that's another good point you brought up. He had two matches with Finn Balor. They were kick-ass matches. I mean, they were, you know, in my book, 4 or 5-star matches. So, yeah, is this the way to push O'Reilly to the moon in NXT? I mean, I understand why they do not want to bring up every single member of the UE, because then they lose a big piece of NXT, you know? So maybe they split up for a while and they come back together in, you know, a year or two and have Cole go up, have Roddy go up, and then have O'Reilly down there with Fish. I mean, singles push, it's every one of those members can be a successful superstar and have a really good run.
Yeah, I mean, I just think they're probably thinking down the line, you know, they're going to have to break up. And then Fish got hurt and O'Reilly came on the scene. They're like, you know what? This is a perfect time to do it now. Why don't we just pull the trigger on it now? And I think that's what they did.
Yeah, and also, why wait? I mean, yeah, Fish is hurt, but at any time, this would have been a great storyline to watch. And right now, it's just... heading into WrestleMania, it's not a better time to be a wrestling fan watching NXT. Yeah, they're not doing so well in the ratings, but you know what? F the ratings. It's about storylines. And, dude, push O'Reilly. I think he could be an NXT champion, and I would love to see it. But then the next question, okay, we talked about the UE, but what about Finn Balor? What's next for Finn Balor? Say he loses, Sacco. Does he go back to the main roster?
That's a great question. I mean, I think he's got to come back to the main roster sooner than later. At some point,
yeah.
At some point, right. But since he's come back down the NXT, he wasn't even in the title picture right away. And he still, I mean, he still had great feuds going on. Now, if he loses, do you bring him up? He had a nice title run. That's the question. I probably bring him up. So my ideal plan for NXT, we're talking about calling people up, is I let Cole run its course with Finn right now, and they rode O'Reilly off for a little bit. This is what I'm thinking anyways.
Yeah.
Let Cole go over Finn, take the title. Finn can go up to the main roster. Cole can go back in a feud with O'Reilly and put O'Reilly over before he comes up to the main roster. That's my fantasy booking.
And that would make sense too, because I mean, how long has Cole been down in NXT? I mean, there's no right time for him to be brought up, and maybe there will never be the right time to bring up Adam Cole. I mean, some people can, you know, like Adam Cole could just stay with NXT. Look at Johnny Gargano. I honestly wouldn't want him to get, you know, it's not time for Adam Cole to be brought up just yet. So Ron is, like you said, let him win the title back. I mean, he's deserving of the title. And then maybe we'll see another feud stem from this. Maybe Pat McAfee returns. Maybe we see Pete Dunne go one-on-one with Adam Cole. Dude, possibilities, like you said earlier, are endless.
Right. We're totally forgetting about Pete Dunne in this situation. What do they do with Pete Dunne? And, you know, the tag team champions. Well, I mean, they look like they're a little group together, and they're the ones that were beaten up on Finn before the UE, you know, came to save the day. And, like, NXT's in a good place right now with storylines, I think.
This whole thing with Adam Cole kicking O'Reilly, well, he kicked Finn Balor first, then he kicked O'Reilly, and that happened, like, 2 minutes left into Vengeance Day. So we knew it was going to happen. We just didn't know when. We didn't know who was going to be involved, who was going to screw who. We really didn't have that kind of, you know, thought process when it came to the UE. We kind of knew Seth Rollins was going to stab Ambrose and Reigns in the back. But right now, I would be lying to you if I said I knew Adam Cole was going to super kick, you know, O'Reilly out of everybody.
Right. Difference between the UE and obviously the Shield. When the Shield broke up, I thought, oh my god, how can Dean Ambrose or Roman, I mean, I wasn't even a big Roman fan, Roman hold a singles career? I mean, Rollins is the best athlete out of all of them, and I knew Rollins would be the best. But you look at the UE, like you just said, they all can be good.
Yes.
Roddy can put on a show. Everybody in that group can singles wrestle, and that's what makes him special.
Thank you for tuning in once again. And if you're a new listener, check us out on Twitter at the UW Pod and Instagram at UW Podcast. On the next episode, we'll be answering questions from the listeners regarding the Elimination Chamber match and much more. Peace.
Yeah, baby.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Universal Wrestling Podcast.
Like that blood up and say!
Check us out on the web at uwpod.com.
You got mail.
Or send us an email.
We really don't know what we're dealing with here, man.
info@uwpod.com. Universal Wrestling Podcast.
Nobody does it better.